Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Tonight on Nightly Pop.
On a scale of 1 to 5, when you kiss, that first kiss, how important that kiss is.
It's pretty important.
Who ranks things from 1 to 5?
And we're talking about this today, the BBLs, because I was considering getting
it. Me too.
It's got a nice little shelf to it. Call me Hunter the Stallion moving forward.
Not Stallion, Hunty the Pony.
Open this up like this.
Bitch! Why'd you do that, Tori?
I was terrified.
Slide to bed with us starting right now. Keeps letting your badge work at security, but you know, Jackie Schimmel is back with us, you guys.
Thank
so happy
you.
To have you. Thank you for helping me with Hunter.
I'll try. We'll see what we can do.
I'm a handful.
He is a handful, that's for damn sure. That's why we got two hands. Okay, you guys, let's get into it because Jen Aniston is dishing on her dating life. I feel like we rarely hear this from her, so I'm excited about this. She just told Lunch with Bruce podcast. She is not down with Tinder, she is not down with Raya, and she also revealed what she wants in a man.
Tell me on a scale of 1 to 5, when you kiss, that first kiss, how important that kiss is.
It's pretty important.
Right?
That and also the ease at which the conversation flows the first time, that's kind of a good indicator. A confidence, but not a cockiness.
Right.
Humor.
Yep.
Please.
I have a lot of questions.
I do too. I think we probably have similar. So what are your questions?
Who ranks things from 1 to 5? That's my numero uno. Number 2, are they recording this in a Denny's kitchen?
Right. It's very distracting. Like, I get it's called Lunch with Bruce, but you don't actually have to go to lunch, right? Like, you could just call it that and be in a studio. Like, we're trying to hear what you're saying, and I'm hearing people place their orders in the background.
Like, I have half a wedge salad, iced tea, carcass out.
Yeah, and now I'm distracted.
But it is a nice restaurant. You know that they can't do that at the places where I like to eat. Because you just hear some dude in the back and be like, shut the up, you pay, bitch.
I thought she'd have like a more specific list. This was very generic, I felt.
Very vague, like a sense of humor, integrity, 4 limbs. You know, we've all heard it before. Shouldn't give too much, but it's surprising that she even talked about her private life.
It is.
Would you ever go on, were you ever on dating apps?
No, I missed the boat, and I'm so upset
about
it.
How long have you been
married? 4 years.
Okay.
Yeah, right. But I'd love to get up on Tinder.
Would you like go on a girlfriend's and help her choose a guy?
Oh yeah, I love it.
It's the best.
Eggplant, eggplant,
that's
eggplant.
Doing it with your friends.
I'm off the apps.
You're off the apps.
They're very addicting. It's like a game.
Yeah.
You know, you just want to
It's not like real life, and it gets weird because everybody's standards are incredibly high, and it's like
except Jennifer Aniston's.
Yeah.
It's like eye contact, a beating heart.
Yeah. You know. I'm surprised she's not on Raya. A lot of famous people are on Raya.
Yeah.
I feel like she's too famous. Ben Affleck was the only one from that caliber who did it. And
that
then
we know
look
of.
How that turned out. It ended up becoming a meme.
Why did you unmatch me? It's me.
He really went back to J-Lo. Do you think he went back to J-Lo because the apps weren't working?
I think he went back to J-Lo because she's J-Lo.
I was going to say, because he has eyeballs. Yeah, exactly.
You were having too many dates, I felt like.
At one point. That's why I stopped going on the dating apps. Now I like to just...
Most people leave dating apps because they're not getting dates. Hunter had too many.
That's a great problem to have.
It's a good problem. Maybe my standards were too low, though. Maybe me and Jen Aniston have similar standards.
Okay, anyway, let's move on. I find that hard to believe. You know, listen, you guys, like any normal family dinner convo, Red Table Talk is getting real about butt lifts.
Ed, we're talking about this today, the BBLs, because I was considering getting one.
Me too. I think let's be real, okay? I considered getting the tiniest little bit.
You did.
But then I just got in the gym and
that's
I got
right.
it anyway.
And I told her, I said, you want a butt? One thing your mother know how to do is build a butt.
Exactly.
And you built it.
Okay. All right. So she helped her build a butt in the gym. Mm-hmm. Have you ever considered about getting anything done? I don't know about a BBL, but anything?
You know, as any Jewish girl from the Valley, I pondered a rhinoplasty here and there, but it's just too late in the game. I have also dabbled with the BBL because my ass is concave. And let me tell you, I do a lot of squats and it's not helping.
Yeah.
But people die on the table. The BBL
BBLs
is like
are
very dangerous.
We only see the good of the BBL, but we have had doctors speak out about how dangerous of a procedure it really is. Like, I didn't know a BBL was so invasive that there are a lot of people dying from it.
Basically, anytime someone's sticking fingers in or around my ass, I consider it too invasive.
Okay.
That's sweet. So no BBL
so
for you?
You're
no BBL,
he doesn't
but...
want one in, on his body, but he wants a BBL in his bedroom.
I don't mind a BBL in the bedroom, for sure. But I also, I had a little butt for a long, I still have a little butt. Hey, Nina, before you say
I still have
a little butt, but it has gotten bigger. I have been with girls that had known me years ago, and they saw my butt after the pandemic. I did a lot of glute workouts in the pandemic, a lot of hip thrusts.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Not to get everybody riled up right now.
Jesus.
But my butt got a little bit bigger, and the girls have said I really like...
Well, show us.
Yeah, stand up.
Okay. Come on, show us, BBL. Okay, okay.
Okay, not keep your pants on, Hunter.
Behind.
Hold on. Oh. Look at it.
It feels good to objectify
nice
men on television, doesn't it?
Look at that.
Oh, a chef?
Yeah, yeah. Call me Hunter the Stallion moving forward. It's not proportional to my body for what?
Hunty the Stallion.
Hunty the Stallion is
Maybe
what I'm going
to. Maybe not Stallion, Hunty the Pony. All right, anyway. If you guys need Halloween ideas, it is coming up. You can actually be Kim Kardashian from this year's Met Gala. So a costume company just released their Halloween costume inspired look called Mystery Gala Guest. I don't really think it looks like the costume. I feel like maybe the mask is the only thing. It's $99.
Okay, that's ridiculous. You could get some black book covers and cover yourself with it in neoprene. That's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. It doesn't even look like her outfit.
No, it looks nothing like it.
Oh, Balenciaga's
except for the
mask, so
pissed.
Maybe. So pissed, Balenciaga. Like, are you kidding me?
Hunter, would you buy this?
Call me crazy, but no.
All right, let's move on to talk about Tom Brady. I think he actually may finally be relatable. He just told the Wall Street Journal that he wants to break a bad habit.
I'd break that endless Instagram scroll that just sucks up minutes and hours of my day. That would be the one thing that I would...
I'm actually shocked that he's on Instagram like that.
I know.
Are you?
Kind of. Like, isn't he busy?
Right.
What does he play? Baseball? Football? I don't Could not tell you the team Tom Brady's on, by the way, with a gun to my head. But good for him. He wants to break a habit. Stars are just like us.
Yeah, I was really hoping he'd say that one habit. I don't know. I've been freebasing a lot of meth lately.
Oh, my God.
What a better article that would have been. Instead, he's like, I spend 60 seconds a day on Instagram. I lash myself and I get back to the ultimate goal of 10 rings.
I know, right?
I'm actually shocked because he's known to be so, like, disciplined in everything that he does. I'm surprised he has any vices. I know he does. He's human. But he's so disciplined. I didn't expect to see him, like, scrolling on Instagram. And, you know, Giselle Bundchen's his wife. Like, you think, like,
he's,
you know, up under her.
Right?
I'm just saying. You know, you don't need to look at Instagram, girls, when Giselle is your wife.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't feel like he's up under her very often. I feel like he's a playmaker. He's doing a lot of the controlling in the bedroom.
I think a lot of people in real life, if they're like dominant in real life, sometimes they're submissive in the bedroom. So I feel like maybe Giselle called the shots in the bedroom, not Tom.
Yeah.
I'm pretty submissive in real life.
Okay, you know what? We're taking a break. We're taking a break. Coming up, meet the creepiest Bachelorette contestants ever. Plus, a reality star's mom brutally sabotages his relationship. That is next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Nightly Pop. So The Bachelorette just released the list of guys competing for Michelle's heart. So we are going to play Getting All Thorned Up.
Oh,
no. So I'm going to give you both a choice of two contestants, and then you get to decide who is getting a rose. Okay?
Okay.
Love you it. Actually get to, this could be, well, you're not single, but this could be your audition for The Bachelorette if you ever decided to do it, all right?
Available.
All right, you guys, first up we have Clayton versus Rodney. So Clayton's a medical sales rep from Missouri. He had a mohawk in college and has a rapping alter ego named Clay-Doh.
Ooh. Oh, no.
I don't know if I need to read the other person. We ain't giving Clayton a rose. Anyway, now with Clay-Doh, next is Rodney. He's a sales rep from Rancho Cucamonga. He is terrified of possums, and he's also terrified of being catfished. He loves intermittent fasting, but only on weekdays.
Ugh.
Oh,
who's getting your rose?
I'm going to take Rodney for a ride.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Rodney. I like an alliteration. I'm sorry.
I usually don't date rappers because of the fast lifestyle. But I'm going to give Clay-Doh a chance.
You're going to give it to Clay-Doh.
Because I will never, ever be the more embarrassing person in the relationship.
Oh, that's very true.
That's good.
That's very true. It's a good point. All right, finally, we have Ryan versus Peter. So Ryan is an environmental consultant from San Jose. He's obsessed with ice cream trucks. He loves spreadsheets and is enthusiastic about cuddling.
This is the best so far, and that's
the
best.
This is my worst so far.
This is what dating on an app is like, by the way. Jesus. Like, this is like creating a bio. This is the dumb people say.
That's a good point.
Peter is from Florida. He calls himself a pizzapreneur. I'm not reading the rest of this with that haircut.
So bad.
I don't know what you guys think I'm gonna do here. I'm not reading the rest of his stuff, this haircut. Absolutely not. No.
Oh,
we're not
no.
giving it to Peter.
It's also
doesn't
the rest
like
of this...
libraries? No, Peter.
Doesn't like a library.
Anybody
Peter,
who goes.
Get out of here.
People anybody doesn't, on the don't bachelor, know how to read.
Bachelorette, they don't like libraries.
I don't like libraries. I can't with this outfit, this hair, this chain. Are we sure this isn't Clay-Doh?
That's Clay-Doh.
He goes by, he likes to call himself a Vino Head.
Oh my God.
Which sounds like a great rap battle.
Vino Head and Clay-Doh.
Featuring Clay-Doh, kill me. That first guy, what was his name?
Yeah, the first guy wasn't bad. What was his name again?
Chad, Kevin.
Ryan.
Here you go.
Close.
Ryan, same thing. I mean, he loves spreadsheets. I don't know anyone who loves spreadsheets.
And ice cream trucks. It's creepy as
it's
hell.
It's creepy as somebody that likes ice cream trucks?
Someone who really likes ice cream trucks like that. Yeah, everyone likes ice cream, but what does he wait outside till he hears the little sound?
Well, the true fact is this bachelorette has her work cut out for her.
Oh boy, it's gonna be a
want to watch the show, though, with these crazy people.
100%.
These bios are very scary. We're all doomed, you guys. That was all thorned up. It does get better, though, because we have a sneak peek at this Sunday's I Love a Mama's Boy on TLC. So Steph and Mike's parents are meeting for the first time, and Mike's mom dropped a truth bomb about their relationship.
I think he's still trying to figure out if Stephanie is the right person.
I'm pretty much hearing for the first time that Mike doesn't know if he wants to be with me when Liz says that to my mom, which is pretty much a blow to the face.
I'm, of course, hopeful that Stephanie and Mike will find that happy ending.
It's better to wait.
Oh.
Oh, girl, she don't like you. The mom looked like she was on a verge of tears, maybe?
Yeah, she had like a quivering upper lip. It's very concerning. She's too involved. Back off.
Yeah. I get why he's waiting, though. He's waiting for it to be legal to marry your mom.
He is only 27, though. I do feel like, you know, these days I feel like in your 20s, I don't feel like anybody should get married in their 20s.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I don't think you're the same person from your 20s to your 30s. To your, like, I just don't think you should be doing it. So I get the trepidation.
I think a lot of people want to get married young so that they can have kids while they're young. But they don't realize that that's like from when humans live to 50. Mm-hmm. We live so long now. Don't do it. Hey, don't do it. Also, population issue. Stop it.
Wow.
We really should put you on a PSA and tell people why they shouldn't have children.
I would love to be the face of abstinence.
All right, you guys. Look, it's happened. Our producers have actually found someone who is more afraid of spiders than I am.
So my auntie's birthday was last week, and I told her that her gift finally came. I put it in a bag to look fancy.
Little bag.
Oh, God.
Just slide it, and then it...
How to do what?
Just slide it, yeah.
Slide it?
Yeah. And
give me a slide.
It's like inside of the bag.
Oh, open this up like this. Bitch! Why you do that, Tori? Nah, I'm peeing in my stuff. I'm a little bit...
I would have been more pissed.
Yeah, she had a quick rebound, right? I mean, it seems like she clicked it in that she wasn't actually being attacked by...
He kind of gave it away that he was pranking.
As soon as you have the phone facing and it's like right in front of her face, it's either car keys or it's a spider.
Yeah.
Like, those are the only two gifts we have.
Or like a bug or, you know, fake poop or something. You know what I mean? Like, it was obvious he was setting her up. I'm a lot more smoother when I do love to prank people. Like, I love pranking, like, my family. I love more scaring people. Like, if you're in the house and I'll pretend I'm not there.
I hate that.
That's
worst. That's my least favorite bit.
And
ever.
It's the worst because I hate being pranked, but I love pranking other people.
Nina does, I will say, she hates being pranked. That is not her specialty.
Doesn't land
but
well.
I love pranking other people. It's fun.
Nina does like people, and I get scared for a second, and I go, oh, she's just kidding.
I keep a really good poker face when I prank.
Well, we've done it on the show with Lonnie, or Lonnie pranked me, and then you both pranked me, and I was terrified. I did nothing wrong, and I was gonna my pants. I was trying
this
to be good.
To it.
Nothing. She pranked me.
Nina.
I'm getting pranked right now, Nina.
You're getting more years on your life when you prank people. All right, we gotta take a break. But coming up, police raid a horrifying Airbnb. Plus, a woman drops some dirty revenge on the person stealing her packages. Get it for us all. Okay. Little drama, except when it's next door. So it is time for There Goes the Neighborhood! All right, now, if you are looking for a romantic getaway, maybe don't stay in a van on the streets of New York. So over the weekend, the NYPD seized 7 vans that were being advertised on Airbnb as private rooms for glamping. They were on the site for $100 a night, but guests said that the engines didn't start, there were tickets on them, and the vans were awful and smelly. This is the confirmation that there are people out there who will buy anything.
Yes. Glamping? You're sleeping in a car in New York City.
Who's
on the
glamping in Brooklyn?
Nobody. Nobody.
Some of the vehicles actually had expired tags that went back to the year 2000.
So this is like squatting glamping.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is repo glamping.
I don't think it's like a first choice thing. I think it's the standard is booked.
Yeah.
Also $900 a night too much for that person.
Yeah.
And then they go, I need a place to stay. Let me rent this van. And then you realize this is a van.
I will say hotel rooms are very expensive in New York.
Yes.
But this is extreme.
Go al fresco in the park.
Oh, okay. Next, a woman was sick and tired of porch pirates stealing her so she took matters into her own hands. She got revenge.
So this is the first time we catch him. He pulls up with his own bag, he takes her packages, and he just walks off with his dogs like nothing. So this is my mom's response back. She took a in an Amazon box, wrote a little message inside for the thief, and then she retaped the box. So it's 48 hours later, and I have an update. Guys, let's roll the footage. Here's the wrong Amazon package to you.
Plot twist.
I have to tell you, I don't hate anything worse than I hate a thief. Like, I think thieves are like the bottom of the barrel. Like, stealing from somebody else is just so disgusting to me. And then like robbing people from their own porch is a whole other type of like, you need your a whole ass whooped.
To me, yeah. That's like second worst. And the first worst is people who in boxes. She was way too ready to be like, do you want to use one of these boxes?
I know what
do you know that you can order online and send it to people?
Oh, I do know yeah. that, Nina.
Yeah.
I have some family members that are getting a surprise for Hanukkah this year. You know who you are. Yeah.
It's an animal. Like, you can rate, like, pick certain animals. Like, it can be, like, as small as dog poop. It can be, like, elephant poop. And then you can send it to people who you don't like.
I don't know if these people who sell for a living have access to all these exotic animals or I think they get an order. I think they get an order for elephant and the guy goes, oh, I gotta eat a lot of food today.
All right, anyway, this woman came back from vacation to a big surprise. Apparently, her house sitter made herself two at home.
Get the full mess that she left in my home so she can't come back and say, it wasn't that bad. Nail polish everywhere. Oh. Didn't bother cleaning it up. Mere sentimental photos. Andy, I got him that Lego set like really early on in our relationship. It's broken everywhere.
The Lego set, not the Lego set.
Oh my God. I'm being told this was a family member.
Oh my God.
Bitch. Oh, you gotta fight.
Yeah.
Oh, if it's family, we fight for sure.
That's really, really bad. I would never speak to a family member if they left my house like that.
Well, I think everyone who knows me would know better than to ever do anything like this. Is this a person that didn't like you?
If I was like watching your place or something while you were gone, and I went to pick up something with the fork and one of the little prongs bent a little bit, I would cry for days. Until you got back, I would be worried.
Stop it. Oh, please.
I'd be bummed if this happened.
Bummed? Really?
Bummed.
You would be bummed. You wouldn't be upset? When will we see this upset hunter come out?
Perturbed?
Someone could do this to your house and the word you have is bummed.
I'd walk into this house, I'd be like, I'm so bummed.
You guys, do you get angry?
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me? I am the ragiest bitch on the block. Yeah. You hit me at the wrong time at a Gelson supermarket.
All right, well, look, that's all the time we have for today. Jackie, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
You guys, don't forget to set your DVRs. We're going to see you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye-bye.